Welcome to The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko, the show that brings you man-on-the-street interviews, celebrity guests, groundbreaking research, and heartwarming stories about the reasons we smile. Our show is also known as everything you've always wanted to know about dentistry, but we're too numb to ask. Hello, I'm General Dentist Dr. Kvitko, and thank you for joining me today.
The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the great shows that previously aired, log on to thereasonswesmile.com or iTunes, keyword Dr. Kvitko or The Reasons We Smile. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in place of an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko. Call 459-9769 to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kvitko.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to The Reasons We Smile. I'm Dr. Kvitko. Thank you so much for joining me. It's going to be a great day. It's going to be an awesome show. By the way, today is episode number 497. My guest again today is Congressman Paul Gosar. You may remember that we had him on the show a couple weeks ago. He represents Arizona's 4th District, and he has introduced some legislation that's going to help fix the health care issue, and it is going to help, I believe, make health care better, because what it is the repeal of the McCarran-Ferguson Act, which gave insurance companies an exemption against antitrust violations. And if we take that away, which is what this legislation would do, it will make them compete and hopefully have them provide better service. So anyway, we're going to get to Dr. Gosar in just a second. Let me remind you, if you'd like to follow me on Twitter, it's at Dr. Kvitko. And if you would please go to my office Facebook page and like us, that would be awesome. Also, all past episodes, complete with video, are available at thereasonswesmile.com. And I want to remind you that each week we do a Dr. Kvitko's question of the day, and so you may want to pre-program into your phone 614-459-9769 so that you're ready when we do the question of the day, and the winner will receive free flowers from DeSantis Florist, and we'll be doing the contest in about 8 to 10 minutes. All right, so thank you, Congressman Gosar, for being on my show. I really, really appreciate it. It's nice to have you.
Thank you so very much, Doctor. We certainly appreciate being called to be on.
Awesome. So a couple weeks ago, we covered several topics. One was a bill that you proposed, and it's been passed by the House, to repeal the McCarran-Ferguson Act. We covered that quite a bit. Another was this thing called non-covered services provision, which is where an insurance company can tell a dentist how much they can charge for things that aren't even covered. And another is, I want to continue our discussion about this whole dental therapist model. And for those of you that weren't tuned in a couple weeks ago, let me just explain what the dental therapist model is. Some people have been proposing that to fill in the gaps where there are needs for dentists in rural areas where there don't seem to be enough dentists, they say there's an access to care issue, that people don't have access to care in these areas. And so people have been proposing this thing they're calling the dental therapist, which is not a dentist, not a dental assistant, not a dental hygienist. It's a new category, somebody that would go to school for about 9 months out of high school and would then be allowed to drill teeth, fill teeth, and extract teeth without supervision of a dentist in an area that could be 100 miles away from a dentist. And the idea is that this would fill these gaps, that these people would do it cheaper, and they would more than happily go into the rural areas and live and provide the care that is currently lacking. And Dr. Gosar and I, Congressman Gosar and I, think this is a terrible, terrible idea. And so, Dr. Gosar, let's continue our conversation about that. And by the way, one of the reasons there is the access to care issue, and the reason that doctors and dentists don't go to certain areas, at least I've heard, tell me if I'm wrong, but in a lot of those areas, the majority of the population is on some type of government assistance. And
a lot of times there is.
Yeah, and so there's not as much a private pay fee for service, so therefore, they're dependent upon what I've heard is 60 cents on the dollar from, say, welfare, or a plan that covers dentistry through a government agency, and you can't keep the lights on at 60 cents on the dollar either. Most dental offices have an overhead of about 75% to 80%.
Right.
So how do we solve that?
Well, that's the mantra is how do we break away to make people accountable and that they budget accordingly? This has to do with, you know, I serve in northern Arizona in a rural setting, in a little bigger town than most, but about 75,000 at the time, but in a very poor part of town. And what I did is I helped construct people to understand and let them know about budgeting, that they could budget, and that their budgeting habits if they were responsible and dedicated to that and invested in themselves really could turn out to be the best beneficial application that they'd ever find. And it would be beneficial for a lifetime. So I help them build their own insurance plans where they put money aside in an account that took care of their dentistry. They had to triage it at first, but they paid cash. And boy, sooner or later, all of a sudden, the compounding interest when they kept saving money back and forth really makes a big difference.
Right.
And that's kind of what I was pushing for in the healthcare bill was the health savings account. And what I wanted there was I kept throwing out the number of $15,000 pre-tax dollars. And people kept going, well, why do you come up with that number? Well, if you take the number of expenditure or the amount of expenditures divided by the number of people with those expenditures, the average expenditure per person is about $10,000.
Okay.
So I wanted a little bit more to be left over into a health savings account. And then I wanted to see it revamped. Mm-hmm. And the House is starting to do that. The House's version of the health care plan was that if you didn't use it, you didn't lose it. It built interest, and it built for a lifetime.
Wow.
So it was one of those applications.
Like a mini 401k.
A 401k medical. You got it.
Yeah.
You said the magic word. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Everybody should have that.
You own it, and that makes a big deal. So you can start spending the money your way.
Yeah,
and my process was to say, well, what if I died? Well, if I left it to somebody or my children, my grandchildren, and it was used for health savings account,
yes.
There was no taxes on it whatsoever.
Oh, okay, I like that.
That's what we wanted. The House settled on instead of $15,000, $6,500 per person, $13,500 or $13,600 for a family.
Okay.
And we'll see what the Senate comes up with. But the whole nuance now is to keep more money in people's pockets. And that way, what ends up happening, it's you and I may look at risk differently. As you may know, I'm a celiac root person. So if I handle my ability for my diet, I'm one of the longest living people. If I don't, I have a 7 to 8 greater chance of getting a lymphoma, osteoporosis, and diabetes. So I need to have inherently a vested interest in that. And that ties me directly to my money, to my care, and to my 401k health care.
Well, and when
some people, go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, when people have control, when they're the ones making the decisions and the purchases, they're much more careful. It's their
absolutely.
Money. They're not going to spend it. Right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And so that is the paramount key. The second part is then all of a sudden the insurer is now going to you to compete for your dollars.
Right.
Because now you're the sole focus of those dollars, not the federal government.
Right.
When the insurers sell to the federal government, they don't care about you. They care about, the contract for the federal government.
Right. Yeah, I get it.
This brings it closer to home. And this is, healthcare, as is a personal sport. All of us have, pros and cons. We're a special individual all the way around. There's nobody built exactly like we are.
Right.
And that's what healthcare has to be able to, is very personalized.
This reminds me, I like to take my check, about the money that I earn, and have cash. And I found that if mm-hmm. I pay cash for things, I'm much more careful with my spending because I see that $50 bill leaving my hand. I see that $100 bill. If I pay by credit card, it's just a number on a piece of paper that I'll deal
yep.
with later, right?
Well, and as in many contracts, when I was a Medicaid doctor or an access doctor out here in Arizona, there were times I didn't get paid for 9 months.
Oh, yes, yes.
And then what they would do is come back and say, well, listen, we owe you, tens of thousands of dollars. Would you take, less than $10,000?
Yeah. And it's like, no.
You can't because you hired all these people that you're actually paying their salaries for. So you're paying patients to sit in the chair.
Right.
That's the mantra that we've gotten away from is that medicine has eliminated or severely impacted that primary care doctor that saw everything and triaged. If it was in their scope, which many things would have been, whether it be a flu, whether it be a virus, whether it be a bacterial infection, they could handle it. If
right.
not, then they could find that specialist so that there was a quicker way to get to that specialist. In my last 5 years in dentistry, while we had more patients coming in that didn't have a family doc, they were wandering from specialist to specialist trying to figure out what was wrong with them.
Right.
And we became the gatekeeper. And not that we can't do that, but we're not trained to do that as our sole mission. We have to be able to also, be leveraging the dental application. But, that's what we're doing. And that's part of the problem that we see today in healthcare.
Yeah. Dr. Gozar, it looks like I think what we're going to do is we're going to do Dr. Kvitko's question of the day right now. You might remember that you're going to have a chance to win free flowers from DeSantis Florist. The number you're going to call soon is 614-459-9769. But before we do the contest, we'd like you to listen to this.
This station will not be held liable for any contesting during The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko. Participation in the contest allows Dr. Kvitko to record and broadcast your name and call. One winner per household. Prizes are non-transferable, cannot be substituted, and are subject to taxes and fees. This station cannot be responsible for the inability to enter the contest, whether due to equipment malfunction or telephone difficulties. All decisions of Dr. Kvitko concerning this contest or eligibility are final.
And now it's time for Dr. Kvitko's question of the day.
All right, and the question is, according to my guest, Dr. Paul Gozar, Congressman Gozar, the congressman from Arizona's 4th District, and myself, we believe that the whole idea of a dental therapist is a bad idea. Is that true or is that false? All right, the winner's going to receive free flowers from DeSantis Florist. They'll be delivered to your place of business this Tuesday afternoon. The number to call, 614-459-9769. That's 614-459-9769. So go ahead and call now.
You won't believe it though. I wanna hear your mind, and there's nothing else in the world tonight. She said, people don't take the time. Hey, people don't take the time.
Hi, I'm Keith Carlos, winner of America's Next Top Model and star of Chocolate City 2. Look for my smile on the big screen this summer, courtesy of Dr. Kvitko. Stay tuned to The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko, the world's most interesting dentist.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kvitko, general dentist and host of The Reasons We Smile radio and roadshow. Did you know that you no longer need to visit several different dental professionals to get more complete dental care? We handle everything from cleanings and orthodontics to restoration, implants, and smile makeovers, all in my office. And now we have two locations. Get the most advanced technology and procedures available today. It's more complete dentistry.
Visit worldsmostinterestingdentist.com for more info about Dr. Kvitko.
Hi, I'm Johanna, and I've been a dental patient at Dr. Kvitko and Associates for over 10 years. I would really recommend Dr. Kvitko for your family's dental care. They're friendly. They're always there to help me. I feel like family when I walk in the door. It's clean. It's comfortable. Even if I have to bring my kids, they have a great playroom for them. I know when I'm with Dr. Kvitko, they are taking that extra time to make sure that I'm going to be the healthiest I can be. They've been great. I love them.
Call Dr. Kvitko and Associates today, 614-262-9255.
Hi, my name's Athena. My family and I have been patients of Dr. Kvitko and Associates for over 10 years. We've gone to Dr. Kvitko for numerous reasons, especially cleanings, crowns, and root canals. Since going to Dr. Kvitko, I get compliments every day on how beautiful my smile is, and people always ask me how I get my teeth so white. I used to be afraid of the dentist, but Dr. Kvitko and his staff make you feel very comfortable and relaxed, and I'm not afraid anymore. I would recommend Dr. Kvitko for all your family's dental needs.
Call Dr. Kvitko and Associates today, 614-262-9588.
Hi, this is Richard Simmons. Dr. Kvitko's here, and he's going to help you with all of your problems. Are your teeth yellow? He can fix that. Are you missing a tooth? He can put a new one in. How is that?
That's very good. Thank you, Richard.
All right. We're We're back. We're doing Dr. Kvitko's question of the day. We have four callers on the line, and I wonder if my producer would please tell us who is the winner of Dr. Kvitko's question of the day, who wins the free flowers from DeSantis Florist, who had the correct answer, which was true. Both Dr. Gozar and myself think a dental therapist idea is a terrible one.
Congratulations to Janet on the west side of Columbus for winning the flowers.
Congratulations to our winner. I hope you enjoy those flowers from DeSantis. And for those of you that called in but didn't win, feel free to call in next week because we'll be doing the contest again. All right. So if you're just joining us, I'm Dr. Kvitko. This is The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko. This is episode number 497, and we are speaking with Congressman Paul Gozar from Arizona's 4th District. So, Congressman Gozar, I want to go back to the dental therapist model and just make sure that I've made it clear. You know, my feeling, okay, so we take the least qualified person, give them the toughest patients with no supervision, and we're only doing it because somebody has decided, well, maybe we can get them to do it cheaper than a regular dentist. And like you said, the dental training is so intense, it's actually going to become probably a 5-year program instead of a 4, just to train a dentist. Mm-hmm. And we've both been through it. And we both look back, because I've been a dentist for 37 years. You were, what, 25 before you became a congressman?
Yeah, I still have an active license, so I'm at 31.
Oh, okay. And so you now know what I know, which is, right out of dental school, even the best dental student or the best, the one graduated highest in their class, they're not seasoned yet. You know what I mean? It takes a lot to turn out.
They're not street smart.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep.
And so it's the hardest thing to train. People don't get it. It's the most expensive specialty to train somebody to become. And it's it takes a good, you can't be on a peer review committee, for example, until you've been in practice for 5 years. And there's a reason for that.
Yep.
You don't know how you're doing until 5 years later when you find out if what you've been doing is working, right?
You're taking theory and applying it to a living human being.
Right. And you can't guess. You have to go with what
yep.
you are taught, but still.
That was my comment, Doc, is my hand and my brain talk nonstop. I don't know when it stops and fails. And I don't know what part of my education, whether it be the 4 years of undergrad or 3 years of undergrad and the 4 years of dental school, how those all stack up. I don't know when that actually stops, and I don't know how that can actually work with a dental health therapist. And, you know, they cite these programs around the world where it works. Well, those other areas also don't have a litigious society.
Right.
And so, you know, the thing is, they really would like to get this taken care of and done. Well, then let's open it up. If you want to do the crime, then let's let you do the time too.
Right.
And that means that, you know, you can be sued. You have to carry the malpractice. You have to carry everything else. And that means it doesn't matter if you're Native American or anything else, anybody else, or ethnic group. You have that equal access ability to sue that individual performing substandard care. And that was our debate in Alaska. We knew that there were harmful outcomes that had perpetrated on Native Americans. But because they were considered sovereign at the time, they precluded us from getting those results.
Oh.
But they're there. They're there.
Well, yeah.
You know, now we're seeing it in Arizona being pushed. You see it in Minnesota. In fact, they said this is for all the rural areas. But after a year of this pilot, most of them are in urban areas.
They're not in their rural areas because they can't make a living there either, and they don't want to live there.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right.
So what a mistake, and I've had some people locally talk to me about it, and they're so passionate. They think it's the answer, and they think we're just, like, protecting our turf, but we're protecting them. You know, if they don't know how to do root canals, a dental therapist. So what if the decay goes into the pulp, okay, and it's now a tooth that could be saved with a root canal? Well, They don't know how to do that. So what are they going to do? Extract a perfectly good tooth, right? Because they're allowed to extract.
No, yeah, no. I tell you once again, I agree with you. Is that you know, the liability aspect here is got to be paramount and consequential.
Okay.
That if you're going to do the same, pretend that you're going to do the same things that I took the training to do over 8 or 9 years, then you have to suffer the same consequences with that. And And the federal government can't stand in that way, no way, no how. We have to treat the patient just like any other patient with that accountability application.
Okay.
So I'm one of those people that fought the DHAT. Everything I said was going to happen happened. At the time, the ADA could have, challenged this. When the lawsuit took place in Alaska, we knew the chances are that in the strategy we were going to lose the district court level, but there was a good chance that the state Supreme Court ruling with an appeal, and then the U.S. Supreme Court would have been a very good chance for overturn.
Right.
But what ended up happening, leadership at the time, Jim Bramson, Mary Logan, and those people at the time, chose not to. And as soon as that verdict came through the district court that did most of their work with the tribes, by the way, and that district court was overturned at an 80% clip at the next juncture at the state Supreme Court level. Once again, it tells you the fix was in.
Mm, yeah, it was. Wow. So we missed an opportunity there.
That's why you saw Jim Bramson end up leaving, the ADA.
Right. So. Congressman, it looks like it's time for us to take a break. When we come back, I want to talk about tort reform. You're listening to The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko, episode number 497, and we'll be right back.
You can't take me as I am, not just a little bit. I don't know who to be.
This is Clark Kellogg. Stay tuned for more of Dr. Kvitko.
Estás escuchando con Dr. Kvitko aquí en su sesión favorita.
Hi, I'm Dominique Reigert. Like what you hear? Why not use the show to promote your product or service by becoming a sponsor? Call 614-262-9588 to learn how. That's 614-262-9588. Call now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kvitko, general dentist and host of The Reasons We Smile radio and roadshow. I've been honored to help several famous people get a perfect smile, like Keith Carlos and Dominique Reigert from America's Next Top Model and Ted the Golden Voice Williams from right here in Columbus. Isn't it time you had a celebrity smile? It costs less than you might think, and most of the time, it can be done in one visit. A new smile can make a world of difference.
Visit worldsmostinterestingdentist.com for more info about Dr. Kvitko.
I'm Grandpa, and I go to Dr. Kvitko, and I still have all my teeth. Real ones. Where's my glasses?
All right, we're back. We're here with Congressman Paul Gosar of Arizona's 4th District. And it's been very nice to be on the show with me. And we're going to talk about tort reform. Why haven't we heard more about tort reform with both Obamacare and the American Health Care Act? It seems like the whole topic is gone and it needs to be back in the conversation, don't you think?
No, it does. But one of the thing the application here is that we also want that federalism type of application. And that is we don't want to set a national standard just for a malpractice coming from the federal government. We want to see and incentivize states to come up with new ideas and laws.
Okay.
One of the ideas I pitch all the time is I like what I see in the medical malpractice reforms in Oregon. Well, that's kind of odd for a Republican to say, the United Republic of Oregon. But what ends up happening is they demand mediation.
Mediation, okay.
Yep, so what ends up happening, if there's a malpractice case, you go in front of a panel of your peers, lawyers, and lay people.
Okay.
And it's presented, okay? Now, you don't have to agree with the outcome, but the outcome is given to the courts if you want to challenge it in court. But once it goes to court, loser pays.
Okay, I like that.
Okay, so you take something like that with the constraints that California and Texas put on in pain and suffering. Now you got something that could actually work, but what it would be better to do is to incentivize the states for tort reform, and that's what we're starting to see. Where the federal government should go is that any money that is associated directly from the federal government would go under the Federal Tort Claims Act, and hopefully it's something along those same type of lines that has a mediation type board, a loser pays. But it's coming. That conversation is definitely coming.
Okay, that's great. And by the way, for my listeners that don't know what tort reform is, it refers to tortuous interference. Okay, 3 minutes? Okay.
Yeah.
Let me just ask you these three questions then. Why can't Congress pass a law that says an insurer can't segment the human body into sections because we keep having people that, you know, shoot their friends because they have mental issues and yet mental health care isn't covered by insurance?
Well, now what ends up happening, this comes back to our original question in regards to McCarran-Ferguson, is now you're going to see that competition in that marketplace. So maybe you will actually see insurers look at the whole integrity and whole health of a person.
Okay.
You know, my good friend Congressman Murphy, a psychologist, has been very instrumental in trying to get mental health as a protocol and as a covered service. But once again, when you break up the industry where they have to compete, where it becomes patient-focused, centric, and friendly, now it becomes like a smorgasbord of things to add on.
Okay.
And, you know, it seems perfectly honest to me that, if you have a sizable health savings account there, that you would get a little crack at anything that you would want along that insurance portfolio.
I see. Yeah. No, it makes great sense. It makes great sense. So, yeah, I do really appreciate your time, and I certainly don't want to run over. Thank you so much for being on the show and helping me out here with understanding some of this. And, again, thank you for the work that you're doing to try to make it better for everyone. We're not just talking about better for dentists and doctors. We're talking about what's best for patients, and that's what we've always been about, isn't it?
It absolutely has, and I'm happy to come on the show anytime you need me to help explain things that are popping up in Congress or across the states, because a well-educated electorate can actually change the trajectory of the way healthcare will look like in the future.
That sounds awesome. I might take you up on that, but I promise not to be a pest, okay?
You're never a pest.
All right, Congressman, thank you so much.
Thanks,
you have a great day.
Bye-bye.
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 What a nice, insightful, intelligent gentleman, isn't he? He just really seems to get it. I learned so much from Congressman Gozar. I thought I knew how to explain this, and I thought I knew the ins and outs of why things are the way they are and what it would take to change, but he seems to be able to boil it down into, it's individual pieces to where I know I understand, and I think he really has it, and it's nice to have him in Congress, because I'm telling you, folks, we really need to get things to a point where you control your health care. You're not being dictated to by insurance companies. It's just very important, because guess what? You care more about your health than anyone else, certainly an insurance company. And, you know, just like any other company, the only reason they exist is to make money. Okay? Keep that in mind. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. People that paint cars and exist in business to make money. They might love painting cars, but they wouldn't do it if they didn't get paid, right? If they couldn't take a paycheck home. So, but for some reason, we tend to think that our medical or dental insurance companies really care about our medical or dental health. They don't. They really don't. The only thing they care about is making as much money as they can. How do they do that? By not spending any more money than they have to, which is why they deny claims. You hear all the time, you see commercials on TV from attorneys that say, you know, insurance companies do this. They take your money and they deny your claim. Isn't that pretty much what it is? And the sooner you realize that, the better off you're going to be. So don't let them dictate when you're going to have dental x-rays taken. Don't let them dictate when you're going to have a new crown or a new filling or get your teeth cleaned. Take care of your own health. You decide what's best for you. Okay, well, that's all the time we have today. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter. It's at Dr. Kvitko. And if you would please go to my office Facebook page and like us, that would be awesome. It's Dr. Kvitko and Associates. Remember, all past episodes, complete with video, are available at thereasonswesmile.com. Be sure to tune in next week and every week right here on your favorite station. Goodbye.
This is Carly Red from Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, the hit show on VH1, urging you to tune in next week with my dentist, Dr. Kvitko.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to thereasonswesmile.com to access full episodes of Dr. Kvitko's show.
If you'd like Dr. Kvitko, the world's most interesting dentist, to speak at your next event, please call 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588, or send an email to speaking@thereasonswesmile.com.